Begin the current daf, Masechtas Me'ilah daf Vav. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had said in our opening Mishnah, this paragraph, this Masecht, regarding the laws of Me'ilah, that, for example, by Kach Kachim, which was the opening case of the Mishnah, it starts off with a halacha of Me'ilah, which it's Kach Hashem, it belongs to Hashem, where therefore, if one has benefit from it, he has committed Me'ilah, the laws of misappropriation. However, when there's already Shas Hetul Kahanim, then already it's not just Hashem, it's already permitted for humans, and therefore for a regular person, and therefore it's not going to have the halacha of Me'ilah anymore. So that, the Gemara had a question, what do we mean when we say Shas Hetul Kahanim? Do we mean a moment of permissibility of because the Shechita was done already, and therefore that permits now for the Kahanim to do the Avodah, which starts from Kabbalah and on? Or do we mean Heter Zrika, which is that the Kabbalah was done, and therefore the Zrika was allowed to be done? And hence it's like as if it already was done, because Kalaim Lazar Kazarak Dami. Or do we mean actually Heter Achila, which is that the Zrika was already done, and therefore could be eaten, and since it could be eaten, it's not Hashem's on that level, rather the person's, and therefore they wouldn't have the Halacha Me'ilah. So now the Gemara continues to try to bring a proof, Tashma, from the following Braisa. Shimon Ami says, Yesh Naiser Shemayelim Boy. There are certain things of Naiser, which is when the carbon is left over its designated time, that it will have the halacha of Me'ilah if someone has benefit from it. The Yesh Naiser Shein Mayelim Boy. And there are those cases of Naiser that there's no halacha of Me'ilah regarding it. Says Reb Shimon Ketzer, how so? So he explains. Says, Lon, if the blood was left out overnight, for example, if let's say the blood was received on one day, but the blood wasn't thrown until the following day. So that says Reb Shimon, if someone eats the meat of that carbon, Lefnei Zrika, before the blood was thrown, so the person is going to commit Me'ilah with that meat, because Reb Shimon holds that there's a Zrika of blood, which was left out overnight, could still remove the halacha of Me'ilah from that carbon, just like the Zrika of a kosher carbon, as we said in the halacha of a Mishnah, removes the halacha of Me'ilah from that carbon. Kate said, how is this? So says Reb Shimon, Lon, if the blood was left out overnight, for example, if let's say someone received the blood on one day, and they didn't throw the blood until the following day, so it was left out overnight. So in that says Reb Shimon, if someone eats the meat, lefnei zrika, before the blood was thrown, so ma'ilin, there's going to be me'ilah in that carbon, because it never had the heter of zrika yet. Now, so therefore never moved it from the status of kach Hashem. But if let's say he ate it la'achar zrika, after the blood was already thrown, then ain ma'ilin, then there's not going to be any more me'ilah in that. Now the reason that is because Reb Shimon holds that even the zrika of a blood that was left out overnight, still it's the halach of zrika zadam, which we said in the halach of a Mishnah, removes the carbon from me'ilah, just like the zrika of a kasher carbon. That's Reb Shimon's halach of the Brais. But one thing says the Gemara's Ketonim is one thing we see from Reb Shimon's halach is that he said that if one eats it before the blood was thrown, that me'ilah by so there's the zrika wasn't done yet, so there's still going to be halach of me'ilah on this carbon. That says the Gemara, Lav da habeshoyis l'mizrake. So the blood wasn't thrown yet, but it seems to indicate, but that there was time for the blood to have been thrown. Meaning, the ibay zarek, if the person wanted to, he could have thrown the blood, and therefore that tells us that even though the blood was received in a cup, that itself does not remove it from the halacha of me'ilah, as we're saying, it's still going to be me'ilah until after the blood's actually thrown. Now, the Chiddush Reb Shimon is that even in the state of when it's nicer, it's still going to have the halacha of Me'ilah, but it's not going to be removed until after the blood is thrown. And therefore, he's saying, before the Zrika, there's going to be Me'ilah. Since the blood wasn't thrown yet, that means to say it didn't have a Shas Heter yet. So, Shema Minah, what we could approve from this price is Heter Achila Shaninu. What do you need? Like Rabbi Yechon said, it needs to be permitted to be eaten. Because here you had a Heter Zrika, it was received, it just wasn't thrown yet. So, Zimah Lo, you know, it's not a Raya. Because the case is talking about the kabli samach l'shkeis achama, that they when they received the kohen, when the kohen received the blood, he received it right before sundown, and that's why he was left out overnight. The lohayu shalis l'mizrik, he didn't have an opportunity yet to throw the blood. Now the person goes and eats the meat at the night time before the blood is thrown. That's Reb Shimon's halacha that says that therefore there's going to be me'ilah. Why? Because the blood didn't even have an opportunity yet to be thrown. There wasn't a time yet. And you couldn't say kol oimin lazarik hazarik dami because it wasn't oimin lazarik yet, and therefore it's not a raya. It could even be like the mandama that holds that it has to have a heter zrika, not necessarily heter achila. But says the Gemara, wait, aval hayishay. So what do you tell me that if there was time that it could have the blood could have been thrown? So my what would the halacha be? So achanami. So you're saying that yeah, that would be as if it was thrown. That then halacha would be that there ain't meilin, that there wouldn't be any me'ilah because the halacha is heter zrika sheninu, that it, as long as it had opportunity, that it could have been thrown, which is that it was appropriate Kabbalah, and time to be thrown, that then you're saying that it would be removing it from Me'ilah? But on that says the Gemara, then Ma'ir, the tunnel of Nezrikas, and why is Reb Shimon define it when he says, oh, you know when you could still have me'ila by a neiser? Is if it was before the blood was thrown. Why is it dependent on if the blood was thrown or not? Listen, kaidim shkia, it should say, for example, if he received the blood before sundown, mean to say that it was time to still have the blood thrown and it was left out overnight, that then there's no me'ila, because since it was oimid lazark, it was time to throw it. So it was like kizark dummy, and because the primary thing is het to zrika, that it was permissible, it was able to do the zrika zadam. And it should say that the flip side is, if let's say it was received after sundown, where it was slaughtered at night time and then was left out overnight, and then he eats the meat, then there is going to be me'ila, because there was never an opportune time to have done an appropriate zrika, and therefore it's not kazarked, I mean, therefore there's going to be me'ila. Why is he making dependent on if a zrika was done or if a zrika was not done? So says Gemara, no, you're a hachin amiketan. This is exactly what really Reb Shimon was saying. This that he said the words, if it's lefnei zrika, what he meant to say was, kaidim sheyira lezrika, before that there was an opportunity for the blood to be thrown, meaning because the blood was received after sundown when you couldn't do the zrika anymore because it had to be done during the daytime. That's when he says, if you eat the meat, you can have me'ila, because it never had a shas akash, it never had a shas heter. But when he says, after the zrika, what he means to say is, la'acha sheyira lezrika, after that there was an opportunity for it to be thrown because the blood was received before sundown. Where at that time, and during the daytime, we could have thrown the blood, that's where we're saying that there's not going to be me'ila, because since it was Armin Lazarek, it's Kizarek dummy, and the truth is, it's not a right Rabbi Yechanan that says, Heta Achidashaninu, we could still maintain that Heta Zrika, that as long as there's opportunity for the blood to be thrown, that already would already remove it from the Lacha Me'ila. So the Moshe says, Tashamat, to try to bring a different Raya, which ultimately, this ends up like the same sugi that we just said before, regarding the topic of that Reb Shimon's Chiddush of there's cases that have Neisru, that there is me'ila, and those that don't. Here it's a different halacha, but a similar type of idea of a discussion. Shimon Ami says, yesh pigol shemayilim bay. So before we was talking about that there are certain cases of neiser that is me'il or not. Now here he says that there are certain cases of neiser is when the carbon is left over its time. And then yesh pigol, which is machshava actually of having it left over its designated time. So he says, yesh pigol shemayilim bay. There are certain halachas that are carbon's pigol that there is me'il. Yesh pigol shemayilim bay. There are cases of pigol that there's no me'il. Says Reb Shimon Kate said, how so? He says the same type of a difference. He says, Lefnei Zrika Meilin, if the blood wasn't thrown yet, so then there's still going to be Me'ila. La'acha Zrika E'Meilin, but if the blood was already thrown, then there's not going to be any more Me'ila. And here it's a similar Chiddush of Reb Shimon that he holds that the Zrika of a carbon of Pigel does remove the carbon from the halacha of Me'ila by Kachri Kachim, just like the Zrika of our mission that we said by a Kashra carbon. Which, as Rashi points out, that disputes the halacha of Rav Gidla we mentioned in the previous daf and on the previous daf before that, which he said that no, that a zrika pigel actually does not finalize it to remove it from me'ila. And Rav Shimon holds, no, it does. It works just like a zrika kasha. Now, Rashi just points out one thing that one would think to infer from Shimon's statement, like an inference we had made previously, that when it says in the Braisa we quoted that said, oh, the pigul is going to retain forever, that it's going to the halacha, that it's always going to have the halacha of me'ila. So we made an inference in the previous daf. We said, oh, the reason is because we're done with pigul. But if it was not done with pigul, then there wouldn't be me'ila. So therefore, you see that there is a, that it's het zrika, as long as there's a moment of that you could have done the zrika, that then that would permit it. So it says Rashi, no, because Reb Shimon holds that a zrika of pigel removes it from me'ila, just like a zrika of kasher, so do Kabbalah, and therefore there's no raya that it could be that actually it's the heter achila, because it actually would permit it for achila, because the zrika works, even in the state of pigel. It's not saying that, oh, it doesn't work, and therefore, or you see any one way or the other, therefore there's no raya from Reb Shimon. What the Gemara is trying to prove from the statement of Reb Shimon is that Ketani Mias, one thing that we see is that he says that lefnei zrika ma'ilim bay. He said that if before the blood was thrown, so still gonna be me'ila. And says the Gemara, lav the havas shoyis lemizrakid. So it sounds like, okay, as long as it wasn't thrown, but there was opportunity to throw the blood. The bayzark, if he wanted, he could have thrown the blood. And begutani ma'ilam bay. And still he says that there's gonna be me'ila. Shmamino had achilas shenin. So obviously, see like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's not enough that you have had tzrik. He had had tzrik, and still he says me'ila. So you see that because it has to have been that the actual tzrik was done. And because it has to be permissible to be eaten, which only after the zrika is adam. So you see, like Rabbi Yechanan, like we said before, to lay havas shoyis lemizrakid. No, there wasn't an opportunity for the blood to be thrown, and therefore you didn't even have the het zrika, let alone het achila. So it's not a right Rabbi Yechanan. But says the Gemara, wait. So what are you going to say? But if there was the opportunity to throw the blood, what would be the halacha? So hachanami did nothing b'dei me'ila. So what are you saying? That it would remove it from the halacha me'ila? So then Ma'ir did ton lachazrik. So why does he say regarding these cases of pigle that when is it going to remove from me'ila after the bow was thrown? Which that's his chiddush, not like Rav Gidl, that even with pigle it's going to remove it. Listen, koidim shkila achas shkia zacham. It should say it depends on shkia when you received it, because that would tell you if it was oymel lizar. Why is it dependent on actual zrika? That's exactly what he was saying. It means koidim shiyira lizrika before there was able to be thrown, or la'achashir lizrika after it was able to be thrown. So it's no raya. So Moshe Tashma to bring a raya from the next brisa. Brisa says a pigel b'kachir kachir moilim. There's a carbon that's kachir kachir that became pigel. The lach of me'il applies to it. Says Gemara, my love the zark. Isn't it saying that even if that the blood was already thrown, still the brisa is telling us that since it's pigel, so it doesn't lose the status of me'il anymore, even when you end up throwing the blood. Whereas the inference is by a kosher carbon, since if the blood was thrown, that then there wouldn't be me'ila. So shma mina had to achila sheninu. So that tells us obviously that you need that the blood should be thrown. In the equivalent, the corollary when it would work is when a kosher one would throw the blood, which obviously tells us that it has to be a heter achila, and it's not enough like the other opinions like heter zrika. So it's like, well, no, it's talking about the loizark, where the blood wasn't thrown. It was just received in a vessel. And that's what the Brice is saying. When it's pigel, so then we're not going to say kizarg dummy. But if it was kosher, and just the Kabbalah was done, then we would say kizarg dummy, because again, it's het zrika. It's enough just that the blood could be thrown, not that you could already eat it. It doesn't have to be after the zrika. But then says the Gemara, wait, abal zarek mai. So what are you saying? But if the blood was thrown, so that hachinami that you're saying, obviously, that dein moilim boy, that then, even if it's pigel, that there's not going to be me'ila. Because you're saying that, oh, we're talking about that when it's pigel, it's not going to be okay because all you did was a Kabbalah. But afterwards, that then you're saying that, then what? When the Bezrika was done, even if it's pigel, then there's not going to be me'ila? So then Ma'ir, the Tani, so then why did the Sefer, the Braisa say? The Reish was talking about kacha kacha. It says, if it's pigel, there's going to be me'ila. So we thought to assume, okay, that means even with Zrika. I said, no, only if Kabbalah was done, where it's oymed lizark. But if Zrika was done, then what's the inference? That, oh, then there wouldn't be Me'ila. So then why in the Seifa does it go to a different category? It moves on to Bekachim Kalim. When it wants to talk about when there's not going to be Me'ila, it says Bekachim Kalim in Me'ilim Boy. Bekachim Kalim's not going to have Me'ila. Because there it actually works the opposite way. Since it's Pigel, it cannot take on the Halacha Me'ila, because it actually, Zrika only makes it into Halacha Me'ila. So, but why pick kachim kalim if you want to say a case of ein moilim boy? Listen, why don't you keep it with kachim kachim and explain? I could tell you a case of that when there's not going to be me'ila to say kan lefnei zrika and the ratio we talked about before the blood was thrown. So therefore, there's still me'ila kan lach zrika. But here, I could tell you in the sefer when there's a case that you're not going to have me'ila is after the blood was thrown, even though it's pigel. So the Gemara, yes, you're right. Of course, that the brisa could have said that, and we're still maintaining the interpretation we said in the brisa, but. However, but we wanted to tell you a separate chiddush, to tell you the specific case of kachim kalim. Yeah, we could have said a case of ein moilim by bekachim kachim, and therefore there's no riot like we said of Rabbi Yechon of het achilo. No, it could be het zrika. But what we wanted to tell you was that the following differentiation: anything that you need a transition to create halacha me'ila, like the sacrificial parts, the murim of kachim kalim, which actually starts of not having me'ila, Zrika actually makes it that it'll have now me'ila. So that's what telling you that Zrika ketikna, an appropriate throwing of the blood that, let's say, doesn't have pigel, so ma'isa de me'ila, that will bring it, that the murim will now have the halacha me'ila. But not as Zrika, pigel. That's what we're saying here in the Brisa, which is the same as the Reisha. It's saying that no, that it's not going to take effect if the Zrika has pigel. But kala fugim in the Me'ila, but whatever is coming to remove from Me'ila, like the meat of Kajer Kajer, which starts off with Me'ila and the Zrika is coming to remove it, that's what we're saying that a filish like tikna, even if it's not done the appropriate way, even if the Zrika was done with pigel, because that's what we're saying. We're saying that's only because the Kabbalah was done with, and therefore that's something that we're saying that's with pigel. But if the zrika was done already, then actually nami mafke b'nei me'ila, that actually would remove from the halachas me'ila, which again Rashi points out, that's also not like Rav Gidl. And therefore says Rashi, that's what the Gemara says, Masechtas Menachos, that Rav Gidl was refuted, because here we have this anonymous brisa, and the Bishim that were quoted before, they both hold that even a zrika of pigel, since it's a zrika ultimately, it removes the halacha of me'ila from kachim kachim, because the zrika was done, and thus it's not more kachya Hashem. Yeah, it's possible to eat it's karis because of pigle, but if one has benefit from it, it would not have the halacha me'ila. And there again, there's no riot Rabbi Yechon of het achila could be het zrika. But again, as the Bryce is differentiating, we don't say if it was done in the state of pigle kol oimel lazar kazargdam, it's not kazargdam. But however, as we're inferring, but yes, if an actual zrika was done, then actually it would remove it from me'ila again, because that's they're saying not like the halacha of Rav Gidl, and technically the Sefer could have said that, it's just that the Sefer was coming to say that, however, to bring on the halacha of me'ila, that a zrika of pigle is not going to work. But again, to remove the halacha from kachi kachim, from having me'ila, that they're saying, this Brisa and Rav Shimon that we mentioned before, they don't have the halacha of Rav Gidl, and that it actually would remove it from the halacha of me'ila. Now the Gemara continues to Beis and continues with the second Mishnah in our Perek in our Masechta, continuing on the theme of the Halachas of Me'ila, and regarding these two different categories of Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim, which are inversely related, like we said, the same procedure actually makes Kachim Kachim not have Me'ila and Kachim Kalim actually have Me'ila. So the Gemara, the Mishnah quotes two Machlokes on these two different categories. Says the Mishnah, Buster Kachim Kachim, the meat of a carbon of Kachim Kachim, Chatas, Ashram, these are the Oila, these are higher level carbonas of sanctity. The meat was taken out of the Azara before the blood was thrown, which taken out of the Azara invalidates it. Before the blood was thrown, then it was brought back in, and then subsequently the blood was thrown. So Rabbi Eliezer, he says that even though the blood was thrown, the halach is ma'ilam bayit, there's still going to be me'ila on this meat of these karbanos. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that the zrika does not help for meat that left the area of the perimeter of the Azara to remove it from the halach of me'ila. Now, so too, therefore, ve'en chayav nolav mishum pigul noise batame. If someone goes ahead and now eats that meat that there was a machshava pigul in it, or was left over its time, or it was tame, since it left, it never became established as a bona fide carbon to be established with a lach of pigul noise and tame. Rather, that would only be with a kosher zrika. It's not a kosher zrika because the meat was out at the time that before the blood was actually thrown, so therefore it's not going to validate and solidify again in whatever means to remove me'ila, that's not going to work, and neither is going to create the halacha of pigul nesim tamen. Now Rabbi Kiva, he disagrees. He says, no, even if the meat wasn't even brought back in, but once the blood was thrown, ein ma'ilam by the norma me'ila, because he holds zrika does work even for meat that left the azara, and so too v'chayin ma'lav mishim pigul nesim tamen, that since the zrika of even meat that left will work, so it'll make that it's to finalize the procedure of the karbanos, and therefore it cements the halacha of someone had a machshava chutzas mani to make a pigul, and that if it's left over time, it's nicer, just like a regular zrika of a kasher karban. And Amar Bekiva, he proves the point that he wants to bring a raya that a zrika works even for meat that left the azara to make whatever zrika usually does. Because he says, v'ariya mafrish chatas evav. If someone designated karma chatas for a sin that he committed, and he lost that karma chatas. Now, v'hifrish acheres tachteo, so then he separates a new one to take its place. V'achkach, then says Rishon, and then they go and they find the first animal. Now, v'arishtein oimdus. Now, both of them are standing, both animals are there that he could choose from. And he slaughters both of them, and then he throws the blood of one of them. So, the other one is considered what in halacha is called meister chatas. It's the surplus of a karma chatas. From the moment that he sprays the blood of one of them, that obviously makes the second one as the meister chatas. So says Rabbi Kiva, isn't it? In other words, don't you agree? Kashem Shadama, just like the blood of the one that was thrown. Paiter es besara, it exempts the meat of that own animal from having the halacha me'ila, which was halacha we said in the opening Mishnah. Once the blood is thrown, there's no me'ila on that the meat of the carbon. Kachu paiter es besar chaverta, isn't it obvious that it would also exempt the flesh of the other chatas, which its blood was not thrown, to exempt it from me'ila, because essentially they were considered like one carbon, because he could choose to spray the blood of whichever one he wants to. So when he does, the other one is as if its blood was thrown, exempting the other animal from having the laws of me'ila anymore. So if that's the case, in pater dames besacha vertem and me'ila, so if it exempts the blood, if the blood of one being thrown exempts the other animal's meat from having the halacha me'ila, even though that other one, quote, is invalid because it's meisur chatas, is the excess of chatas, which that can itself cannot be brought as a carbon. So dinu sheifter isn't a kabo chaymer that by throwing the blood of the animal should exempt es besar atzma, its own meat from me'ila, meaning even when it has an invalidation of, let's say, having left the perimeter of the azara. Since you find that even it exempts the meat of its other colleague animal, even though that one, it also has an invalidation about being meiser. So if it works over there, for sure it should work for its own meat that has a psul. That's the Rabbi Kiva being a proof to his opinion. Now, a similar machlokes says the Mishnah, emuri kachim kalam, sacrificial parts of the lower level karbanos, which again, with the zrika only becomes mechila then, because it gets designated to be, okay, now we go to bring them, it's only after the zrika zadam that you sacrifice the emurim. If those emurim went out of the azar before the blood was thrown, then was brought back in, and then they threw the blood. Rabbi Yazim, he says, there's not going to be any me'ilah on those emurim, because it's like before the blood was thrown, because throwing the blood of something that already left before it was thrown cannot make the emurim of kachem kalam to have that lach of me'ilah like a zrika k'ter. And so too, hence, so the emurim are not going to have that lach of pigul noisim tami because the zrika didn't work. It's like the zrika wasn't done. And all these things only work, are only activated with the zrika. Rabbi Akiva, here, as in the previous case, he disagrees. He says, no, ma'ilam ben, there is going to be me'ilah because the zrika of something that left could create in those things, like in this case, a murik kajim kalm, to have the halacha me'ilah, and mechayav the lemishim pigal nais v'tamei, we'll have the halachas of pigal nais v'tamei regarding these emur. Now says the Gemara, bahani tarti, these two cases that we have this dispute between Beleza and Rabbi Akiva, both by the meat of kajim kajim and the emur of kajim kalm, lamali, why was it necessary? In other words, once you say one of them, you obviously know the other one. Since Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the zrika does not work for something that left the azara to go ahead, let's say, and exclude the meat of kachem kalam from having the halacha me'ilah, so obviously it doesn't work to create for kachem kalam to make it have me'ilah. And just like Rabbi Akiva holds that the zrika works for something that already left to remove kachem kachem from having me'ilah, so obviously we would hold that it would bring on by kachem kalam to have me'ilah. Why did we need that dispute by both cases? Says Gemara, no trich, it was necessary. The Itma by Kachi Kachim, have we only said it by Kachi Kachim? Have I mean I would have said, Baha Ka'om Rebbe Elazar Ma'il. There he says that it's going to have the Lach Mila, Shum the Zrika Ketikna, because it's only when you do an appropriate Zrika, let's say without any validations, that's Mafka Midei Ma'ila. That removes it from having Ma'ila. But Shalai Ketikna, but it's not done appropriately, like the case of our Mishnah when it left the Azara, so then, Loi Mafka Midei Ma'ila, that cannot remove it from Ma'ila. Now that's by the first case. Of a lesuila de mila, but to bring something and to have the halacha mila, which is the case of the seifa, which is a stringency, there I would say that ma'idil Rabbi Akiva, he would agree to Rabbi Akiva. The felish like a tikna ma'isa de mila, that even if it wasn't done appropriately, because the thing had already left, he would agree to Rabbi Akiva that it would go ahead and bring on the laws of mila, because it's a stringency. If we needed the case of the seifa to say that, no, even over there he disagrees, even when he's saying that it's not going to take on the laws of mila. And so do the other way. V'yit me'gabu kachem kalam, had we only said the seifa regarding kachem kalam, how do mean I would have said, gabu kachem kalam ho'odam Rebbe Akiva melman. Only there maybe Rebbe Akiva says there's going to be me'ilah, that da'afil ha'zrika shalei ketikna ma'isa le'me'ilah, they even inappropriate zrika, because again, the emurim had left before the zrika was done, that it's still going to create me'ilah, because that's the stringency. Avakachi kachem, regarding the case of Reisha, de la fukehu, because that's coming to remove the halacha me'ilah, shalei ketikna le'mafka b'nei me'ilah, I would say, which is the inverse of the svara that we said for Rebbe Eliezer, that no, if it's not done appropriately, that wouldn't remove the me'ilah. That's what we have to say, both cases, to say that either one disagrees in the other case, and that they disagree in both cases regarding this transition, if the zrika, that's she'ena ruya, because the element had left beforehand, what it's permitting, to say that if it's going to activate or not. Now, Idma, we learned, the machleik is how to qualify the statement of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechon, it says, Ki Rabbi Akiva zrika me'elis li'etze. When Rabbi Akiva said that the zrika will work even though the thing it's permitting had gone out before it was thrown, is only shi'atza miktsasai, is only if some of it, let's say some of the meat had left, but not all of it. So then you have what's called the migui. Since the zrika is going to help for some of the meat which was left inside, so therefore it's already considered that's activating, it will work even for the meat that had left the azar. Abu Yitzchak Kulebi says, if all the meat left, Loyim Rebbe Akiva, the Rebbe Akiva did not say it's going to be effective, because it's like the meat's not here. If the meat's not here, so it's not activating for it, it's not doing anything on the meat. To which Amalei Rav Asa Rebbe Yechon, he says, no. Kavar Limduni Chaverish Abagayla, my colleagues in the diaspora already taught me the following halacha. It's a continued type of design of manals. They said, Mechashvin ala Ovid v'ala Sarf, that you could have a Mechshava Psula, even on what's lost or burnt. In other words, if let's say the Emurim already got burnt, and someone, when he's doing this, which are not ma'akev, and when someone's throwing the blood with the intention of sacrificing them beyond their time, that could create a halacha of pigul, which if someone goes then and eats the meat of that carbon, or if they actually end up finding the emurim, if someone eats it, he's mechayev on karas. Now, on that says Rav Asi, Rabbi Yechonon, now, v'ha'avad v'sarf, lo yisin v'aylam. When the meat is lost, or if it's burned, the emurim, it's not here in the world. And still they taught me that you could go ahead and it's going to be effective in creating a machshava by the zrika to make the meat into pigul. So therefore he says, Hiros is the same thing. Even though all the meat had left the Azara, and you're right, it's like it's not here, it doesn't make a difference. The Zrika is still going to be effective in creating the halacha, whatever it's relating to that carbon, to remove from the halacha meal. Just like they said, you could have a machshava pigel on Sunday, it's not even around anymore. If that's your intention to do it, that still, it's going to be effective in the psul. Hiros, it's going to be effective in removing the halacha meal, and therefore he disagreed with Rabbi Yechon's qualification that it's only b'ziyatza miktasa. He says, Rabbi Kiva's halacha was even the b'ziyatza kulay.